There are just a whole host of issues around food security, which people will be discussing at this conference, whether it's to do with water or soil or biodiversity or increased demand or energy or climate change, whatever it is. But hardly anybody ever talks about the contribution that population growth makes to the food security debate. And this seems to me to be amazing. We have 70 million more people at the end of every year than at the start of year. We have increased demand for food in all of the countries that are getting richer year by year. That's putting huge pressure on the available land which we have for food production, and that can only go on getting worse. As climate change gets worse, energy gets more expensive, water becomes scarcer, and biodiversity is more at risk, it's just a no-brainer. The way we produce food for 6.8 billion people today is already completely unsustainable. So we can't actually grow enough food sustainably for 6.8 billion people. So when we have to do it for 9 billion, then quite clearly these planetary boundaries are going to be exceeded with huge consequences for humankind. I don't really use the word restrict in the population debate. I talk about fertility management. I talk about making sure that we're enabling all those developing and emerging economies to fund their family planning programs who want to. And what the last four decades have shown us is that there are surefire success stories around population that have nothing to do with coercion and restriction and draconian interventions by governments. It's all to do with education, particularly for girls. It's all to do with improved reproductive health care for women, and it's all to do with access to a choice of reliable and cheap contraception. If you can get those three things in place, you will see average fertility come down in every country, and guess what? It also makes a huge difference to the lives of millions of women and to the economies of those countries. We can't fix our way out of this. Technology and science is going to make a big difference, and there's no question about that. But the idea that there's a sort of technological fix there that will give us the silver bullet to this is frankly preposterous, particularly those people who are obsessed with the issue about genetic modification. GM might or might not make a difference on the margins to some of these big problems. The trouble about GM is it doesn't actually address the issues of intensive agriculture. For GM, you still need the same kind of inputs, you still need as much energy, you still need big monocropping systems, huge amounts of fertilizer very often. We don't sort out the issues about intensive agriculture by going to GM. If anything, it exacerbates them. The vision that I have is one where people eat more intelligently, which means that they eat less meat, for a start, that they value food more highly, which means we move away from the obsession with cheap food, and a world in which more countries seek to become more self-reliant without going for complete self-sufficiency. So there will still be a lot of globally traded food, but we'll do far less of that kind of traded food than we do at the moment.